I am born new today. I am born new today. I am born new today. Oh my, what a wonderful day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I am born new today. This is Easter Sunday morning. The sun is slowly beginning to rise, and a day is being born. A day without a past, a day without a future, a day living in now, only now. I'm born new today. I see through glorious, pure eyes, and all that I see is good and very good. The sun is beautiful up here on the mountains, pure, lovely. The sky is clear. The heavens are awaiting my presence and yours. As we walk forth into this day with joy and peace and harmony and goodness in our hearts, imagine as the Master Jesus walked from death. Yes, as Jesus walked from death. He walked from the tomb. He left it behind. He didn't leave his body behind. He brought his body forth glorified, as we all do. But we don't recognize it as he did. We can. We can recognize right now how glorious and beautiful we are. Because we are divinely created, we are divinely thought. We are a divine thought, whole, perfect in every way, a divine thought that is living its original purity and integrity as a divine thought. It is out of the infinite cosmic, out of the infinite cosmic allness that we are, out of the oneness. We are like a drop of water out of the ocean. We are the ocean. We are the ocean's purity and beauty and magnificence, or whatever the ocean may be in our thought. We are the ideal. We are the ideal fulfillment now. I am the ideal fulfillment. I'm born new today. I see through glorious, pure eyes. And with Jesus, I walk from death. I walk from yesterday. I walk from dreams of tomorrow. And I walk in today. And as I walk in today, I see all in its ideal perfection. Now, what's the reason for the sun to be coming up? Well, it's just a matter of moving around the earth, or the earth moving around it, or however it works. It's just a matter of this activity in a physical way. But is it perfect? Oh my, yes. Is it a perfect sunrise? Oh yes. It comes up and shines upon my ideal spirit, mind, and body. It shines upon my ideal reality. And as the sun shines upon my ideal reality, so I have the perception, the eyes, to see the sun shining on me, revealing my original purity and integrity. What is it that I was thought into being as? I was thought into being as an ideal, competent, perfect being. In every wonderful aspect of my life, I am thought of being fantastic, glorious, wonderful, right now. And as I'm thought of being this, I am this. Now, like Jesus walking from the tomb, Jesus walking from death, into life everlasting. You and I walk from the past into the present everlasting. And as we walk into the present everlasting, what do we see? We see a glorious day. We see the people in our world that we have created, and we've created them in their original purity and integrity. They're good. They're whole and perfect, every one of them. Every one of them is expressing their ideal form, even as we are. Every one of them is expressing goodness, their divinity, now, even as we do. And as I look at each one expressing, I see them expressing their divinity now. I see them expressing their divinity in every word they speak, in every thought they think, in every action they take, whatever they are. They are expressing their original purity and integrity. They're expressing their wholeness, even as I. Now, why do I say, even as I, even as I, even as I? Because I am that which is seen, and I am that which is seeing. I am both the seen and the seeing, because I am one, and there is only one. And when I look out upon my world, what I see is who I am. And I draw upon my original purity and integrity at all times. Just as Jesus the Christ draws upon his original purity and integrity at all times. Just as he was a sharer and teacher walking the hills of Galilee, just as he was telling the world what his thoughts were. So you and I are all the time telling the world what our thoughts are. We're telling the world how much we really appreciate everything we are and we do. We're telling the world what a great place it is and how fantastic we are. Because we can see it all so fantastic. That means we are fantastic. We could not see a good world if we were not good. And we see whatever is in the world according to what's in our being. How many times have you hated someone and felt ugly for having done so? How many times have you loved someone and felt glorious for having done so? Where should our thoughts be? Should our thoughts be on the lack or the hate? Or should our thoughts be on the glory, the wonder, the magic? Every thought we think has a very precious place in this world. Every thought we think has a very important opportunity and responsibility in this world. Every thought. For every thought we think is a reality in our experience. We don't dare have thoughts that we don't want, or think we don't want, or know we don't want. We only have thoughts in our mind about who and what we are. You're ready for that, I know. I know I'm ready for that. I'm ready to live in this born new day today. I'm not born out of a past. I'm not born into a future. I am born in the present today. For me, this moment begins the allness of my life. For me, this instant is the first instant that I have ever perceived myself being. Oh, but you're so many years old, or you this family, and you've this. No, no. I am not so many years old, and I am not this family. I am whatever I perceive myself to be. Now, I perceive myself to be absolutely whole and perfect. I perceive myself to be living in wholeness now and always. I perceive myself as living in a wholeness that knows of no other. I live in the now. I have no past tense. I have no future tense. I have only the now. And I open my eyes and I look out and I see, good, what a wonderful world. Everything is beautiful. Everything is fantastic. I speak to my creation and I say, you're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You're marvelous. Oh, I tell you, I am so happy to be in your presence. You know, as I visualize the story of Jesus, which I created, of course, as I visualize the story of Jesus, I visualize Jesus going around and saying to everyone, you're whole and perfect. Saying to everyone, you're beautiful. Saying to everyone, oh, there is so much wonder and magic to be thought about. There's so much goodness to be looked at. There's so much to be respected and honored and loved and delighted in this world. You and I, we can say that of ourselves right now. There is so much good to be delighted in our world right now. There's so much beauty, there's so much harmony, there's so much wonder. Yes, I am born new. And born new in this day of magic, in this day of wisdom, in this day of light, in this day of peace, I am born. I am born in the allness of who I am. And it is wonderful. And it is good. And it is very good. I am born new today. I see through glorious, pure eyes. As Jesus walked from death to life, he saw all as he was and is. Ideal. We have the privilege of seeing our world ideal also. We have the privilege of being our ideal. And the more we concentrate on what ideal is, on what being ideal is, the more we express it, the more we experience it, the more we live it. The more we concentrate on what we think we are, what we know we are, what we choose to live and be, our original purity and integrity, what glorious terms, our original purity and integrity, then truly we are that. And we affirm that, we reveal that, we desire that, and we are that. We walk from the past and let it alone. We walk from the future and we let that alone. We live in now and give it our 100% attention. And as I live in now, I have everything. I have the allness, the isness, the everything of all. And as that drop of water out of the ocean is all that the ocean is, so I, as my unique self, am all that my ideal self is, all that my reality is. And I am that right now. And it's a wonderful thing to be that right now. Because, truly, that's all that matters. That's all that can matter, and that's all that will matter. Think about these things. Let your life express to you who you really are by you thinking about who you really are now and always. Oh, what a wonderful world we live in. What a wonderful world we live in. And I'm born new today in it. I love you. I love you. I love you.